everybody coming out and being with us tonight. Appreciate every hand that's went into this, from those that have, the young folks, the parents that have brought them, the ones that have learned their lines, everything of that nature, those that have built things and sung songs. I mean, we're just thankful. But listen, friend, we're just here to do one thing, that's to uplift and edify the Lord Jesus Christ above everything else. All that you came to listen to be all in vain if you've never met the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray above everything else, might you give attention to that. Let's pray and then we'll get this thing started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these folks that have came, God, friends and family. Lord, their support, we're sure thankful for it. But God, we pray, we need you. We need your presence in this place. And Father, I pray that God, that you would help every heart that's here. And Father, those that have never been born again, God, might they realize and understand that the Lord Jesus Christ coming down to take the sins of the world away is the whole purpose and the meaning behind this blessed day. Father, I pray that you'd be with our children, be with those that have helped. And God, I pray calm their nerves and help them for a little while now. We'll do our best to give you glory and honor for everything be said or done. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen, amen. Sunday school class at Amazing Grace Church is planning its Christmas program. Last Christmas, the class visited the McKinley family to give them gifts and food. The children told them about the birth of the Lord Jesus and the real meaning of Christmas. The family now attends church almost every Sunday.
Hey, it's good to see y'all. Today we're going to sign parts of the Christmas program, but first I want every one of y'all to tell me what you really think why we celebrate Christmas.
Santa and his elves work all year to make Christmas presents and then post them under the Christmas tree.
No, that's not right. It was when baby Jesus was born. Don't you know about baby Jesus?
Yes, I've heard about baby Jesus, but I didn't know that's why we celebrate Christmas.
I remember last year when your Sunday school class came and visited my family. You brought us gifts and told us about the first Christmas.
Yeah, after that, we came to your church and liked it so much, we're still coming a year later.
We are so very glad to have y'all. Okay, now we'll read about the true meaning of Christmas. Macy, would you take this Bible and read Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through about 7.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Okay. So I want y'all to understand that what she just read was the true meaning of why we celebrate Christmas. Okay, now we're going to sign parts of the Christmas program. Hold up your hand if you want to be in the manger scene.
My friend Haley can be Mary. She is so pretty.
Okay, could you ask her and let me know?
Sure, I'll ask her. Scotty could be Joseph. That's Haley's boyfriend.
And I'll bring mistletoe. You know what that means.
Hannah? Could you be my lead angel?
Sure. Can I say glory to God in the highest?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I'll be an angel too.
Okay, Lee. Could you take care of the little angels?
Sure. I'll help them get their costumes on and show them what they need to do.
Okay. Cohen and Davis, could you be my shepherds?
Can I carry a shepherd's hook? I'll be careful.
Yeah, you can have a shepherd's hook.
I'll have to make sure Adam behaves himself.
Okay, boys. I'll have three other guys from the other class to be wise men.
Our Redeemer, I mean of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
My soul doth magnify the Lord.
His name shall be called Jesus.
For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Let's go see which one stand to pass.
Yes, the angel said he was in the city of David, Bethlehem.
We should go quickly.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Once again, it's Christmas time, my favorite time of year. Singing Christmas carols is a treasure I hold dear. I sing of trees and toys and wreaths and how to deck the halls. But I'd rather sing about the reason for it all. 'Tis the season, Jesus is the reason. Heaven sent him down to earth for all. There's just one true spirit of Christmas. Jesus is the reason for it all.
I really like the Christmas story about how Jesus was born. How can something that happened over 2,000 years ago affect us today?
The birth of Jesus was just the beginning of God's plan to redeem mankind. The Bible tells of many miracles Jesus performed and the good he did during his short life.
The Bible says that there are so many things that Jesus did that if they were all written down, the world could not contain the books that would have to be written.
As I was drawing water, Jesus, who I'd never seen before, asked me for a drink. After I gave him a drink, he told me all that I ever did. He gave me living water and said I never shall thirst again. He changed my life. He was the Christ the prophets told us about. Hey.
My name's Lazarus. I got sick, and my sisters, Mary and Martha, they sent for Jesus and told him that I was sick. He stayed where he was for 2 whole days, and then I ended up dying and was in the grave for 4 days. And then all of a sudden, I heard a voice like I'd never heard before say, Lazarus, come forth. Truly, he is the Son of God.
My whole life, I had not walked until I met Jesus. One day, I was waiting by the pool for someone to put me in. Jesus said to me, take up thy bed and walk. Immediately, I could walk and have been ever since. Praise his name.
When I'd come to see Jesus, I had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He fed the multitude with what little I had. He is truly the Messiah.
For 12 years, I had been sick. I had given all my monies to doctors, and no one could help me. I knew that if I could touch the hem of Jesus' cloak, that I would be healed. I was hardly able to walk, but I touched the hem of his cloak, and I was healed. Praise his name.
I was blind since my birth. One day, when I was on a street corner, begging for food and for money, I heard a Jesus was passing by. Then I said, Jesus, have mercy on me. He came up to me and he touched my eyes and said, receive thy sight, thy faith have saved me. All I know is I once was blind, but now I can see. Praise God for what he's done for me.
Many more miracles and blessed so many people, but still wicked men crucified him. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The Bible says that Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for all who believe in him.
I never realized that I was part of the reason for Jesus coming to earth, and that he loved me so much that he died for me.
There lays the crown that fell from his head. Oh, the blood is dried on the thorns. There are the sandals they took from his feet. See how they're dusty and worn. There stands a mother in tears, for she's just lost her son. He died on the cross for someone he did not know, and I realize I'm the one. I'm the one he shed his life's blood to save, and I'm the reason he rose from the grave,
and I'm the reason for those old worn out sandals you see.
He walked every mile for me.
We're all on a journey, and we're called to walk by faith. There'll always be the mountains and valleys in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed. as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again, just say amen. Sometimes in the darkness, it gets hard to see. But be bold and courageous and follow where God leads. Greater is the one who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord's. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again, just say amen. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again, just say amen. Just say amen. Just say amen.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Let our priests sing for King. Let tell you, I appreciated what they had to say. But I thought, as my boy said, that's all, folks, friends. This ain't all that there is. I want you to be real clear about one thing. I thought as we were sitting and listening, I wasn't there when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. All I've ever had has been a record of what God has transpired. But the Bible says it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make a reconciliation for the sins of the people. I've read about it and I've heard about it. But the truth of the matter is, I was not there to see that. I've heard about his holy life. The Bible says that such a high priest became us, who was holy and harmless, undefiled and separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. And I say amen. I believe every word. I believe that God was as sinless as any man has ever been. Friend, lived a perfect holy life so that he might be a substitutionary death for me. But the truth of the matter is, I never saw not one of it. I've never saw the old death on the old rugged cross. Although my mind's visited those pages many times, I've tried to envision it many times in my eyes. I've never seen what happened on the old rugged cross. But I want to tell you, there's one day I will see, friend. The Lord Jesus Christ, this ain't all there is. He's coming again. I might not have been there at his birth, and I might not have been there at his death. But you mark it down, friend. I'll be there when they crown him a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not because of any good thing I've done. I just believe he was virgin born. I believe he lived a sinless life, died a perfect death. I believe on the third day he came up out of the grave, raised for my justification. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's coming, friend. Amen. You say, preacher, I've heard that my whole life. The Lord's not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. But the very fact that you're here demonstrates that he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you've never found a place in your life where you've called on the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, boy, they gave you all kind of testaments, them kraut and them cards, they left it up. Far as I know, every one of them's true. Now, the people that was holding it wasn't them. But boy, those are testimonies that God's changed people. And I ain't got none of their testimonies. But I can tell you, in July 2nd, 1988, as a seven-year-old boy, the Lord saved me and eternally changed my life. I thank God for that. Never been the same. I appreciate everybody coming out and being with us. Boy, didn't they do a good job? Let's give them another hand. I appreciate them. I appreciate even the parts that was funny. That's just part of being human. Amen. That's part of working with kids. I appreciate these kids are coming up in a godly church that's got parents that love the Lord. I want you to know that. I appreciate, time would fail me, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but I appreciate all the hard work. You've got a brochure there of everybody that's done things, and be sure to take time and let them know you appreciate them.